California's governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger takes office in 10 days on Monday, November 17th. Aides say he plans to call a special session of the legislature for the next day to discuss the budget and Schwarzenegger's campaign pledge to overturn a car tax increase that will cost the state $4 billion. Sherry Jeffy is a political analyst and senior scholar at the University of Southern California. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How's the transition going between Schwarzenegger and the recalled Governor Gray Davis?
Well, the first thing you have to understand is that it appears to Gray Davis that it's not that he's been recalled in the middle of his term. He is acting as though it is a normal passage of the baton, if you will, to his successor as governor. It is making the transition a bit easier. On the Schwarzenegger side, it's really interesting. He is putting together a team that is eclectic, diverse. It ranges from environmental activists and liberal Democrats to conservative Republicans.
Well, who are they?
Well, first of all, let me put it this way. The two most important early appointments that a governor makes are, one, the chief of staff, and two, the director of finance, the head of the Department of Finance. Interestingly, Arnold Schwarzenegger has appointed women to each of these positions.
And Democrats in state government and the legislature, are they taking to the governor-elect?
When Arnold Schwarzenegger arrived on the steps of the Capitol for his first meeting post-election, one would have thought you were watching a movie premiere. He worked a rope line, and included in that rope line were not only tourists and legislative staff, but legislators too. And there really is some attempt on the part of Democratic legislators to give the new governor the benefit of the doubt.
The governor-elect is going to deal with his allegations of sexual misconduct by having a private investigator look into them. Is that going to inspire confidence?
This is the irony of it all. The attorney general announced that the governor-elect really ought to do this investigation or the problem will not go away. Well, the reality has been that they went away until the attorney general raised the issue again. Exit polling indicated that people, by and large, were not swayed against Schwarzenegger by those charges. Quite frankly, they got more angry at the LA Times, the newspaper that broke the story, 5 days before the election.
Who's paying for the private investigator, Schwarzenegger or the state?
Apparently Schwarzenegger is, but there's a grave question as to whether or not this even requires triggering a state investigation. Even if everything happened, it happened prior to his election as governor. I'm not sure voters care, quite frankly.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Sherry Jeffy is a political analyst and senior scholar at the University of Southern California.